Good afternoon and welcome to Travel Tuesdays here on KSRO. I am Michelle Marquis, and in studio with me is your host of Travel Tuesdays, Elise Corey, the owner of TravelWise, the only virtuoso travel agency in Sonoma County. Hi, how are you, Elise?
I'm doing great. It's a little hot today, wouldn't you say?
Yeah. Air conditioning, find it. Yeah. Well, we want to talk today a little bit about common questions that people might have, or very specific and out of the blue kind of questions that people might have about travel. I know one thing that I always get stuck whenever I travel, and I have to figure out how not to get sick, but I always get sick after I travel. So, you know, what are some tips or things like that that can make it easier if you're flying? And, you know, how do you reduce the germs and things if you're stuck in an airplane with a lot of people? Those kinds of things. Those are maybe one of my travel questions. Maybe someone has questions about adventure travel. We've talked a bit about that. How to budget, maybe that's another good way to get into the discussion about travel. How do you budget for travel?
Well, first, as far as getting ill, that's a tough one. You end up getting on a plane and the person next to you is coughing, sneezing, has a runny nose. Obviously, something's going on other than allergies. I always try to cover, when I hear them cough, I cover my face and my nose and my mouth, and I try and put either a shirt or something that I put my face into and face away from that person. It's not foolproof,
yeah,
but for the most part, I think the airlines shouldn't let people who are ill on, and it's hard to screen. There's only been one country I've been to where they took your fever.
Really?
And if you had a fever, they didn't even let you go through the customs of checking your passport. They made you turn around and go wait for the next plane to leave. I want to say it was Tahiti, but I could be incorrect about that. Having said that, I think they should do more kind of checking because there's underlying things. Maybe you're contagious, or maybe you have some kind of skin rash that if you put your arm on the armrest, you know, and the next person touches it, you're going to get that. So there should be something more. But the best way, try covering your mouth and nose with your hands. You can also use a lot of antibacterial. You can even spray a little in the air right in your own area. I mean, not spraying at everybody or the person who sneezed, but if you spray a little bit around yourself, it seems to work. I've been lucky that way. Bite my tongue, knock wood.
Yeah. My mom's friend, she travels with her quite a bit, always brings wipes, and as soon as they get to their airline seat, she wipes down the armrest, she wipes down the tray, she wipes down everything around her, because she doesn't feel like, you know, the person who just got off of that seat, maybe they were sick, or the person before that, and maybe, you know, there's germs that are still there. So she just wipes everything down.
It's a good idea, and a lot of us are becoming germophobiacs.
Right.
You go to a restaurant, you go to the movies. You go into the movies, you get your popcorn, you sit down, you put your hands right on the rest, and you move the arm down so you can put your cup of soda or water in there, and there you go. You're touching someone else's germs. But I think you still have to wash a lot. But on the planes, they're recycled air. So you're in a position where there's not much you can do.
Yeah.
You can, if there's seats, let the flight attendant know, look, this person is ill and I don't want to take a chance. I can't afford to for whatever reason. And if there are seats, usually they'll be very courteous and move you somewhere else. So don't be afraid. But if you have someone else next to you, you know, it's really not much you can do.
I'm thinking I need to bring one of those, you know, masks that you can put on.
Like what we had during the fires here. Yeah. But that's even not foolproof. It just stops. But the little bit of antibacteria that you can, a spray, and just spray in your immediate area, or something called Osium, which takes smoke and germs away. It was something we used to use. Like I used it during the fires to spray and get rid of the smoke smell, which is good.
Okay. That's a good tip. I like it. And then also, you know, taking extra vitamin C before and then after you're on a plane is probably a good idea too.
Yeah, especially on the longer flights. Although you'll probably get it on the short ones because people say, "Oh, I'm only going an hour and a half, 2 hours. Yeah, right. I'll be fine." You'll be fine, but the person next to you may not be.
So if you have questions, maybe, you know, they're not related to what we just talked about, but whatever they might be, emailing them to Elise so that we can bring them up in future programs and sort of address the concerns that you might have about travel or situations like what would Elise have done in this situation? That's also another thing. You know, you maybe had this snafu that happened. What are some things that you can think about in advance or during that kind of situation to get out of it and to make the best of it? So sending an email to ksro@travelwise.net, ksro@travelwise.net. Let's talk about the other one about budgeting.
A good way to budget is to book in as far in advance as possible. Right now, there are some cruise lines and tour companies who have 2020 available through the spring. Some of them are coming, there'll be new releases coming in August. There are some companies that have 2021. Hmm. So the best thing is to find the itinerary, the destination that you want and say, this is good. And it's not too early to make a decision and put a deposit down. You can then, let's say if the total amount of your trip is $3,600 and it's 3 years from now, you divide monthly and you can pay it off. Sometimes when you book online, they do not permit that. Mm. The best way is to go to a travel agent who can also advise you when there's been a change being made in the itinerary. You get air changes. You get itinerary changes. You have a problem sometimes in a country that you're going to where it's not as comfortable as it was before when you booked the trip. And we can advise you that I think it'd be better to change your itinerary. It's just a lot of it's instinct, a lot of it's experience. Mm-hmm. And we get a lot of information behind the scenes from hotels, tour companies, like the volcano in Hawaii. We get a lot of feedback that you don't hear about because the hotels are saying we're safe or we've been experiencing this problem or something like that. So there's things that you need to use an advisor for. Mm-hmm. Talking about illnesses, too, I was just on a cruise, and they had the norovirus on the ship.
No way.
And one of the ships was detained in port for 2 days, so they missed a port because it was rampant. Mm. But the other thing is some of the precautions they did when you travel on a cruise ship as well, you know, you're holding the handrails walking down the stairs, you're pushing buttons in an elevator. Use your shirt, pull it over your hand and push the button. If you're walking down a handrail, if you can avoid holding it, I don't ever hold a handrail. I am just feeling like I can feel the germs creeping up. But that's another thing to do. You have to realize that there's a lot of people. You don't know how clean they are and things that have occurred. So pull your shirt over your hand, push the button. Use your elbow if you can. If you're opening a door, try using your foot instead of touching the handle. There's little things. Just be careful. Right. Think about where you put your hands and think about that.
Well, that's true, yeah. The cruise that I went on, a river cruise along the Rhine River, they had a place to get the sanitary sprays or this little squirt,
right? Yeah.
Of that little gel, and then you have to, it was right outside of the kitchen and the dining area, and they said, you know, you be sure to use those every time before you go to eat.
Yeah, so. And it could be a lot of times it doesn't come from the cruise ship. You go out in port and you're running around and you go grab a soda or you grab something to eat and it's a delicacy in that area and you go and you pick it up and you don't know their cleanliness. It's almost where you have to be super careful, but it's better than being sick.
Exactly.
You know. So even though I changed topics here, I thought of that, how important the little things are that you touch, opening a door, any door.
Right, right. That's a very good tip as well. Yeah. I'm talking with Elise Corey. She is the owner of Travelwise, the only Virtuoso travel agency in Sonoma County. And Virtuoso gets you a lot of things that other people are not going to get. It takes a lot to be a Virtuoso agent, right?
Oh my gosh. It's the paperwork you have to complete is more than having buying a home.
Oh my goodness.
Okay. It's pages and pages because they want to make sure that you're qualified. And you have to show referrals from tour companies, cruise lines, personal representatives. You have so much to complete because they only want to make sure that top of the line agencies are part of Virtuoso. Mm-hmm. And another thing I was thinking about that is, why wouldn't you ask a professional instead of doing things on your own? Like if you're sitting there and you're making food and there's a chef next to you, why wouldn't you ask him, would you put this spice or that spice? What do you think? I mean, why wouldn't you ask them? Or if you're booking travel, why wouldn't you ask them, have you had any feedback about this hotel? Wouldn't you know? So many people think they know it all. And they can book it, they can be a confirmation number, but they don't know that there's something so much better. I repeat this several times when I've been on the air, but why wouldn't you ask someone for free? Wouldn't you ask anyone, how do you like this hair? How do you like this new makeup? Should I put the makeup on this way? Are those shoes good? Do they last a long time? Ask the people who at the shoe store. Have you had many people who wear out that brand of sneaker faster than another one? Why wouldn't people ask? Why do they do it without getting advice?
Right.
If someone knows the answer, please let me know because I can't figure it out. You know, and email me any questions that you want. I'd be happy to talk about it and see if I can give you answers that you can't find anywhere else or that you're getting conflicting answers. So send me an email at ksro@travelwise.net. That's ksro@travelwise.net. Mm-hmm. I'd be happy to help answer your questions, concerns, things that you're worried about, just so that you have it.
Yeah, yeah. And as Elise says, it doesn't cost anything to call her up or to send her an email. That's absolutely free.
If I can't help you, I'll let you know, but I can direct you to who can help you.
Right.
If I can't do it, it doesn't, you know, to me, it's more about quality of interacting with people and having relationships, whether you book through me, you don't book through me, or you want to do things on your own. At least use our brains, use our education.
Right, right. And can it also be sort of that sounding board saying, you know, Elise, I saw this offer, I looked at it, it seems like it's too good to be true. Can you let me know whether this is really like legit?
Yeah, there's so many offers out there and some of them are legit and some of them aren't. And some of them you could have gotten a better deal for the same price and stayed and got better food and better accommodations, more meals thrown in, more tours thrown in. There's so much more. Yes, you can book by yourself. And you just have the expertise. Reminders, is your passport up to date? Do you need a visa? Mm-hmm. Did you realize that there's an epidemic? Like, I'm wearing a shirt now from Nicaragua where I went 2 years ago, and now it's sort of a gray area to go there.
Right.
But I loved Nicaragua when I was there. It's just, we hear a lot more than you do, but that you only hear on the internet and you hear on the radio or the TV. We have the background covered.
Right, right. Well, you're a professional. This is what your job is. This is what you do day in, day out. So, of course, you're going to have more information, more accurate information than other people would have access to. I'm talking with Elise Corey, the owner of Travelwise. You can send her an email to ksro@travelwise.net. And that's W-I-Z-E. ksro@travelwise.net. We'll be right back. You're listening to Travel Tuesdays. That's just love.
Hello, Sonoma County. I'm Digital Pro Kim Commando, and I'm here Sundays, noon to 3, on KSRO.
Dimples are so cute on babies.
Cute on babies, but not on my thighs and derriere.
I know. I hate my cellulite.
Me too. I work out all the time, but it just won't go away.
Ditch the dimples. Now there's an FDA-approved, minimally invasive procedure clinically proven to improve the appearance of cellulite for up to 3 years. It's called Selfina. You've seen it on Good Morning America and Rachel Ray because it works. When done by an expert like Dr. Tom, patients have great results.
I love helping my patients feel better about themselves. I've extensively researched the treatments for cellulite and am pleased to introduce the most successful FDA-approved treatment for cellulite, Selfina. My patients love the immediate improvement in the appearance of their skin and the long-lasting results.
This summer, you could be showing off your beautiful smooth legs. Call 707-542-8346.
Look younger by Monday.
More information at drwaltertom.com.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
That's just life without a care. And we're getting there.
And welcome back to Travel Tuesdays here on KSRO. I am Michelle Marquis, and in studio with me is Elise Corey of TravelWise. And we want to talk a little bit about our Shades of Ireland tour. This is going to be so much fun. March 9th through the 18th next year of 2019, 10 days in Ireland. And you're going to be traveling with Colette. Can you tell us a little bit about Colette and their experiences in Ireland?
Colette's a small privately owned company. Mm-hmm. They've been around, I want to say, this is their 50th year, mm-hmm. I want to say. Mm-hmm. I could be wrong. Don't hold me to that, though. But I've had experience using them in the past, and I've never had any kind of negative issue with them. Mm-hmm. In fact, they were usually positively reinforced with some kind of extra perk that wasn't announced ahead of time. The fact that they will pick you up as long as you're within 50 miles of a major airport, that they will pick you up and take you to the airport, to me, that's a cost savings, because you know that when you go to park at the airport, even if you go to the long term, you're still, you're going 10 days, you're talking maybe $200, maybe mm-hmm. more. You're saving that money. You don't have to worry. You can just go. You get dropped at the gate. You take your bags. You go. You don't worry. I have to get on the shuttle bus. And then there's, you know, children who are unbehaved and screaming and pushing. And, you know, just you don't have to deal with that. They drop you off in front. You walk in. You feel like a king or a queen or both. So, and it's great like that. And their trips are small. They have very educated drivers. In fact, my sales representative was a guide, and he'll be at our mixer telling you a lot more about Ireland. They've been doing Ireland for years, so it's not like they're the new kid on the block, and they have connections.
That's great.
Which is what you want when you travel. You don't want a new company that's saying, oh, we're just going into, unless it's a country that no one's been to before and it's obscure, you know, one of these countries that you don't know much about and it hasn't been traveled because there hasn't been a relationship.
Right.
Like Cuba, for example, mm-hmm. is one of those where it's sort of newer than it's been. But the good thing about Colette is you're in good hands. And our Shades of Ireland trip includes transportation to the airport. It includes the flights. It includes the tours. It includes most of your meals. And the reason every meal is not included is so you can experience the local foods when you want to, at your own time, expense, whatever you want to do.
Right. Yeah.
So it's nice to be able to mix with the locals when you go and walk into, let's say, a pub or a restaurant that's down some little curvy street, mm-hmm. and you're saying, what is this? And there's no other tourists except you. And those people are asking you all kinds of questions. Where do you come from? What do you do? Everything they want to learn about you, like you want to learn about them. And that's why every single meal is not included, but the majority is included.
But that's great that you can have those little experiences, because they mean a lot to be able to go and just really discover something, feel like you're discovering it on your own. That's very fun.
Well, that's what you remember when you go, you know, the experience that you take from the trip. Yeah, you're going to go from point A to point B and you're going to have other friends and everything. The one thing that you really remember is meeting that person who's lived in Ireland all their life, mm-hmm. and who, what they did for a living, how their family started, their ancestry. You just learn so much from talking to people. How do you like the weather? Where have you traveled to? What did you like about it? It's just, you meet people, you share a moment, and the moments are what you remember 10 years from now, right. 15 years from now, yeah. a lifetime.
Yeah. Another thing that I love to do when I travel is to, for a meal, maybe go to a grocery store, because I love seeing how people shop. It's so interesting. What kinds of products do they buy every day? How is their dairy different? Like I love like going into Switzerland or Germany and seeing the different kinds of dairy options that they have. They have quark, or they have some different kinds of yogurts or things that we don't eat. And it's just so much fun to see how people shop every day. I think that's just fascinating.
Oh, it's fabulous. And then you say, I remember that, but we haven't had it here in the U.S. in so long. I grew up with that. I was a kid and we used to have that as a treat when we went to Aunt Belle's house. And, you know, you remember things like that. It's also interesting to compare the prices. Mm-hmm. You know, we complain a lot about the prices and things like that, and that they get so much more. But when you compare, here's a gallon or a liter of milk with what we pay, you have to think twice about getting all these other things free. And then you say, well, we get charged too much tax. Well, ask the people in Ireland how much tax they pay. And boy, how do you open up a big bucket of questions and answers.
Yeah. But that's the fun thing about travel, is discovering those kinds of things and having those conversations and just immersing yourself in culture for a bit and try to figure that out.
The nice thing is that you'll have a mix of meeting the locals and being secure in your own comfort zone with the people that you travel mm-hmm. with. Because the people who are coming from our area are people you make new friends with. You'll maybe find a travel companion. You'll have the security of knowing you have a place to stay, of knowing you have transportation from A to B to C, of knowing that you're getting an educated description of where you're going. You're not just driving by and saying, oh, that's nice, that's nice. You're finding out what the history is. Mm-hmm. Why is that a special building? Why was it built like that? You know, when you drive on your own and you see something and you say, oh, this is great, I have independence, I'm on my own, but you're watching the road and you see a nice castle and you're going, oh, that's pretty good. But you don't know what happened and the history behind why that castle's still standing and what events occurred.
Right,
it's fabulous, because you'll have a great mix of education. You're staying in comfortable hotels. You're not staying in a 5-star deluxe with a butler. Mm-hmm. And you're not staying in something where backpackers or like a hostel
right.
would go to. You're staying in a quality property. Your own private bath, it's clean, it's neat, it's got services, but it's just not 5-star luxury. It's clean, comfortable, you'll sleep fine, not a problem.
Sounds good. And then also one of the nights is a castle stay, which is very exciting.
Well, I think that part is the best part, because, yeah, it's going to be a little bit different. It may not be insulated as much because it is a castle.
That's true.
And hopefully you see some friendly ghosts through the castle, which I hope that happens, actually. But it'd be curious. I mean, how many times have you stayed in a castle?
Zero. Yeah. Zero times.
Most people, it's on their wish list. One day I want to stay in a castle. I mean, we've all gone and we've, not all of us, but we've gone to castles. You can visit a castle, you can go and see, but to actually sleep in a castle, and that's on St. Paddy's Day.
Wow.
I mean, it doesn't get much better than that. I mean, it's a little different kind of a celebration, but why not see how it's done? And, you know, we are having a mixer on July 24th at Stout Brothers in Santa Rosa. Mm-hmm. It starts at 5:30. Pat Carrigan will be there. My sales representative, Colette Jay, will be there. Mm-hmm. And he's been a tour leader. So you can ask him all kinds of questions. He's not just a person who sells the company. He's been there, done that, traveled, who's been with the company for many years.
That's great.
So you can ask him all kinds of questions. We are going to have some snacks, so it would be great if you could email me that you're coming. I don't like to be shy on food and saying, well, there's
right,
not
yeah.
enough.
Right.
And it's the kind of thing that I'd really appreciate knowing that you're coming. And if you're bringing someone, that's fine. Just mm-hmm. let me know how many. You can send me an email at ksro@travelwisewithaz.net. That's ksro@travelwise.net. Or give me a call, 707-935-WISE or 707-935-9493. Leave me a message. Hi, my name is Betty Jo, and I'm coming with two people. That's
right.
all. And the rest you'll learn. We have information. There'll be more education than you probably want, or maybe you want more, but it'll tell you a little bit about. The best part are our prices.
Prices are incredible. I can't believe it.
You're talking about $35.99 per person, including everything. Pickup in Sonoma County, airfare,
yep.
hotels, most of your meals. And it's
transportation,
from
all the tours.
March 9th to the 18th.
That's amazing.
It's
I love
over
it.
St. Patty's. And learn about it a little bit more. And if you're a solo traveler, if you don't like want to share or, you know, it's $4,049. But there will be special incentives if you come to our show.
Oh, okay. So that's on July 24th. So send an email, ksro@travelwise.net, and we will see you on July 24th for the Shades of Ireland Tour Mixer. Thanks so much, Elise.
Thank you.
This is KSRO.